From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Today, the U.S. House Appropriations Committee is expected to vote in favor of a bill cutting the EPA's budget by 7%. The Environmental Defense Fund and its partner EDF Action are denouncing the move. They say in Florida this would mean scaling back programs that monitor air quality as well as help kids with too much lead in their blood. Heather McTeer-Tony used to be Florida's EPA administrator.
An estuary program that's down and around the Florida Keys. That's one that had a lot of work that's been going into it. But again, I fear it's going to be greatly impacted by these new numbers.
Senior Director of EDF Action, Elgi Hastings, said major personnel cuts would also be made.
Hollowing out EPA by throwing away decades of expertise is like paying for fire hydrants without the firefighters. So we're arguing that full funding is needed to keep the environment from moving back to the 1980s.
The Trump administration has said the saved money would be put towards a $54 billion increase in the country's defense spending.